Right.
No. But anyhow, Sukadeva Goswami was telling all these things happening, and he was now in a mood of very rusty. So he told all these things, and he did not tell the badha of all that also. So from Gopis Purbarag and up to Ras Leela, from 21st and to this, in ordinary
calculation,
he did not told anything very of cruel things. He told Parikshit Maharaj the loving matters only, which is very, very sweet and according to their moods. That is Govardhan Dharan. Gopis came to Krishna. Jagyapatni, very good thing, like Gopis, Purbaraj, and walking in Sarat and Grishma, Sarat Ritu, all Sakharas, everything that were told. And in the continuation, he left something which are so cruel deed.
It was unpleasant.
So he explained after that rash all this, and that is Vrishabhas Purubhad, Dhyamas Purubhad, Sankachurubhad, and all that. Actually, it was done before, but they are telling of. And this Sanachavati Thakur is telling, he is in mood of conciling everything.
Reconciling.
He is telling that no harm if this fact has been after Ras. Anyhow, they have known, all gopis have known all these facts by the mouth of Purnamasi Devi, Gargacharya, and Bhaguri Rishi, and all others. And they have known it by Krishna
birth chart horoscope.
They have heard about this to so many persons. So they are describing this thing. So it is not harm that after Ras this has been done, but they have heard and they are turning light. Jiva Goswami thing has been come. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami both. You can read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur?
You have covered everything.
Everything, nothing.
No, nothing. It's a short one.
Then fourth. Nakhalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan Akhila Dehinam Antaratmate Bikhana Sarthito Vishwa Guptaye Sakhau Diyavan Swarswatankule Nakhalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan Akhila Dehinam Antaratmade Dikhana Sarthito Vishwa Guptaye Sakhayo Diyavan Swaswatankule Nakhalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan. First Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told in last slok that you should not be Vishwasghati and Papi. Understand? Vishwasghati means a
betrayer
and not so Papi. By killing lakhs and lakhs gopis, by the sword of your sharp eyes, we can be protected by anything, but this living and dying, this is more sufferingful,
more painful.
If anyone slaughters at once, no harm. Spent in the Nalanda Vishwavidyalaya, not in Patna. Near Patna, there is a place named Nalanda itself. It is a hilly place, very good place. And at that time, Nalanda Vishwavidyalaya was famous in whole world. From whole world, Chhatri used to come to read Vedanta and all these things of Bauddha philosophy. Ashok of India, great Ashok, has built this Vishwavidyalaya. Vishwavidyalaya means a university. Then he was admitted there. He admitted himself there to read all these things. He knew all Vedas. He has read up till now in very small age. He has studied so beautifully all Vedas, Upanishads, smart and everything. Now he admitted himself, being very ignorant. They said that this boy is very intelligent and they get admission easily. After 12 years he read there, he became very famous chhatra, a student. He was in the last class there.
Last year.
And principal was taking class. He told any slok of Veda and he was doing anti-explanation of that slok. In laughing manner, that these are bogus things. And kapyas, there was a word. Kapyas na ki yer madhyayi. Na woi rakam korangi. Then a word came and he began to weep, that boy. Then all the boys told that he is weeping. Perhaps he is Sanatani, any Vaishnava or anything. He is not Bauddha. Principal called him and told, why you are weeping? He told that useless you are explaining it in opposite way, but actual meaning is not this. You can explain. He explained very beautifully. Then they all gathered in a council and they
decided.
When they make any sarjantra,
conspiracy.
That anyhow he should be killed. Then the two they catch hold of that boy and they took up on the last story, highest story, about 21 a story at that building was, or more than that. So highest top. And they told that if your God is true and Vedas are true, then you will be protected. Otherwise, will be that we are falling down you. He told that if my Ved is true and if our God is true, no harm will be do, not come. And that fell flat from the highest place, and he went where? On the earth. Only this, from here, it broken, somewhat broken, and he was protected, injured, something very slightest injury was done. Then all they came down and they were in a biswas. They said that he should be certainly dead. But when they came, they saw that he is walking and telling anything, sir. Then they catch hold again and told that, why this has been broken yours? He told that, I have told if it was not uttered, then I surely have no injury, nothing. But I have done only if. That is why I am wrong. So this injury came. He did so many things that Bodh Bhav went from India to China and all other places. Shankaracharya added something, helped him something. But actually he did to drive this Bodh Bhav. But at last, in the last days, when Bodh Bhav was driven out, in the last few days, he was so much sorrowful, and he wanted to do his prayaschitta.
Atonement.
Eh?
Atonement.
Atonement. Atonement.
Atonement.
So he brought some bhusi, rice, paddies, without rice. Husk, and so big heap, and fire was given. It will not have any flame, but bhitar bhitar sab jalta rahega. If you do like this, flame will come, light flame. And if you will not do, it will seem that no fire. And upon he was lying down. He was burning, but not burning. By and by, he was burning, like boiling. This is very painful, very painful. But yet he was lying down. At that time, Shankaracharya came and told him that I have come to you to beg something. He told that, why you have come to me? Then he told that, I want to beg that you should come out of this fire and do some shastrartha. Shastrartha, you know?
Debate
on Advaitvad. I have organized a very new thing, Advaitvad. And it is so beautiful thing. So you are smart, and you believe in Vedas. So I want to defeat you. He told that in my boyhood I have done so many things, and I have kept this Advaitvad. Now I am dying in this time. I don't want to make my mouth apavitra.
Polluted. You are polluted with
the voice. So you should go from here. I will not talk about this avaidic or advaitavad. And then he died.
Why did he feel that he had to do this atonement? Why did he feel he had to do prayaschitta?
Because he thought that I've done mistake, that I've made that principle my guru. And I had cheated that guru. And that guru at last was dead in sorry that a very, very little disciple of mine has defeated me. And he died in sorry. So he was saying that I have done Vishwasghat to my guru, and he taught me so many things. And by that thing, I was successful in my life to drive Bodhavas. But I have done mistake. I have cheated my Gurudev. So I should do this thing. This is historical fact. Well, no need of telling here, but yet I saw that there will come chance or not. You should know this, our fact. In our Vedanta, it will be helpful. This Nakula Gopika Nandanu. This is slow.
Nakula Gopika Nandanu Bhavan.
We have read this? We have read?
No.
I have to read this. A ghanta ho gaya?
Not quite. No, because beginning we were waiting for Satsukma.
For a minute?
Long time.
Long?
We were only speaking, you know, generally in a friendly way.
10 baje gayi che? But it is long.
Is it?
It will take time. Janki Devi.
Dasi.
He has something tabat for Ramchandra. I told that I was also a servant of Ram at first. And afterward I was promoted by Ramchandra to Krishna. I think and I will pray that Ramchandra should promote you to Krishna. And perhaps your guru, they will help you in this way. I told her that everyone, each person, each devotee, each jiva has a swarup. And if that swarup by sadhu sangha and gurudev is developing, it can come to Darshara. From nowhere, as a zero, that nirvisheshva, no attachment. After that, this is very, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told that this nirvisheshva, neither in this world, neither in that world, hanging in zero, sunya. No attachment in this world, and nothing attachment for that world. These are nirvisheshvadi. A avastha comes for a sadhak, that no attachment from this and no attachment. So that thing. So if anyhow association of Shuddha Bhakta is found, then they can be protected. Otherwise they will go to Muktidhar, nirvisheshvad. If anyone goes up to that, then dasya bhava comes. But dasya bhava, everyone has to come, but it is not certain. that all will live in that Rashtra. Like Gop Kumar. I given that example. He will not be satisfied there. At first he will be in a mood that I am satisfied, it is all good. I will not never leave this thing. As I also decided that I will not leave Ramchandra. But after some bhakti doing and the sang of Gurudev, I was changed. So Ram and Krishna are not two things. Ramchandra, if you go to Dasharatha, and Dasharatha to you are passing to Satharatha. At that time, if you do bhakti sincerely, then you can go up to that. That you can, Ramchandra can promote at that time to Krishna. Because Shuddha Sakya, Vishama Sakya is not in Ramchandra. Is there, but it is covered. Like full moon. So we cannot tell that all rasas are not in Ram. But actually it is so, but we should tell it very carefully. Everything is there, like Purnima, but only that portion is seen which is not covered by earth chaya. So Ramstam has all these things, but yet his Maryada Purushottam. Doing so, sadhan bhajan, that Ramchandra can promote as Raj Dulari of Princess of Janakpur and to 60,000 rishis and to so many. So, you should not think that this is your Swarup, that you are doing by Swarup to Ramchandra Seva. If you will be in the Sangha, and it may be changed after, like us are like so many persons, like Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was changed. Murari was not changed, but Gopal Bhatta was changed. His whole family was changed. So, I bless you that you should realize afterward your Swarup, and you should be promoted then. She was also telling that you are also trying very carefully. And you should do it. But she is a good devotee. You should do? Why? We have read this this slok?
We have chanted the Sanskrit slok, but you have not spoken much yet.
Nakhalu gopika nandano bhavan akhile devinam antaratma drik vikarna sarthiko vishwa guptaye Sakha Udi Yaman Sarsatan. Khalu mane surely. Gopika Nandano, Jasodanandano. Jasodana. Jasodanandano. Certainly you are not Yashodananda. mood of telling us so many things, moods. So we will describe the moods afterwards. Bhavan, you, that is Krishna, Akhila Dehinam, for all beings, Antaratma Drika, Antar Atma Drika, like Paramatma, Sarva Sakshi, Antaratma Drika. The God, the fraction of Krishna as a Paramatma, giving the fruits of all bad and good karmas and always watching, but not entangled in their bad and good fruits. Nirapekha. What is the meaning of
neutral?
Neutral, always being neutral. Bikhana sarthito, bikhanasa, bikhanas, mane Brahma. Arthito by prayer, by the prayer of Brahma. For Vishva Guptaye, Vishva here mane all Vishva Vasi, mane all universe.
Residents of the universe.
For their
protection.
For their well-being. Well-being?
Welfare.
He sakhe sakha. Telling Krishna, sakhe also, also Paramatma and also sakha. Mood is changed like wet. Or they are criticizing Krishna by this sakha word. Udiyaman sasvatankule. Udiyaman to descend.
Arise.
Arise are to descend, mane also.
Upajai. Upajai.
No. Udiyaman means like sun. To
arises.
Arises like. Here is the meaning that you have come to this world. Satvatankule. Two meanings, Sarsat Kul Mani Jadubans, and Sarsat Mani also Bhakta. So you have come in Sarsatang Kule. Now Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that, Krishna is telling that, you have told me Vishwas Ghati and Istri Badakari, that you want to kill lakhs and lakhs of gopis, and so you are so much papi. And if all paps will touch you, if you will not give darshan, and Vishwas Ghati mane betrayer. Why you have told me a slaughter money?
Kill.
Killer.
Slaughter someone.
Okay. Slaughter of istri slaughter.
Women.
Is my name?
Killer of women.
Woman. And Vishwas Ghati betrayer. Why you told me? Now I am going from this here. You have told so many Nishthur Vakya. So,
what? Cruel words.
Cruel? No.
Yeah, cruel. Painful words.
Painful words. I cannot bear these words. So I am going suddenly from this. I will not come again and will be in you. Forever I am going.
So this is Radharani's?
No.
Gopis are Krishna is telling that you have told to me slaughter and that word
betrayal.
So I'm so unhappy, and at once I'm leaving this place, and in this birth I will not come to you, and I will not meet you. And at once he did his mouth so painfully that at once he knew that, oh, Krishna is angry now. And what will be the, if Krishna will not return? So they became, their anger
became pacified,
subsided. And then they are saying this is slow. Mani Vishwanath Chakrati Thakur is telling like so. Oh, we have done mistake and told carelessly, we have told this. You are my Sakha. To praise Krishna and so that Krishna may be pleased to them. So they are telling Sakhe. Oh, Nakhalu Gopika Nandano Bhava. That we know that you are Yashoda Putra. We have a firm belief that you are Yashoda Putra. But with your activities, and then we are bound to say that what Gargacharya, Vrindadev, Bhaguri Rishi, Purnamasi has told, we'll have to believe that they are telling correct. But yet you are our Sakha. That you are not only the son of Yashoda Devi, but Krishna told that what I am, that they are told that you are antaryami to all beings, antaryami
witness,
super soul witness of all souls, and you are sakshi of our all wisdom, buddhi. You are sakshi of all buddhi. And it has been told by these rishis, Bhaguri and all, Bhaguri, Gargi, Purnamasi. So, if you that antaryami, Paramatma, Sakshi, then you can know everyone's heart and abhilasha, because you are Sakshi, because you are witness. So you should know also, you are witness of our heart also. So you should know our heart, how we are unhappy and feeling separation. So you should not be angry with us. You should be pleased to us. Then Krishna told that you are telling me that you are Paramatma, Sakshi. How I have come before you? You are seeing, Sakshi is not seen to anyone. But I am here and you are seeing all. Then they are telling that Brahma has prayed you, did aradhana to you. And by his aradhana you became pleased. And Brahma has done so for the protection of all world. So for the protection of all world, you have come in a shape. But actually you are antaryami with no shape. Then Krishna is telling that, O Vidagdha gopis. Vidagdha means?
Clever.
Clever. Clever. Not clever, but in a rough clever.
Playful.
Vidagdha gopi. If he know all these tats, that I am Paramatma, I am Sakshi, I am Karma Phal Data, then why you have used so many thinking words to me? Then gopis are telling, hey Sakhe, that yet you are Antaryami, Paramatma, and you have come by the prayer of Brahma to protect whole world, but yet you have come to this Vrindavan and you have made us a Sakha also, Sakhi also. And that is why we getting a Sakha like you. Like you, we become so pleased that we sang in Ananda Sindhu. What?
Ocean of bliss.
Blessings.
Bliss.
Bliss. And that is why we became blind in your Sakha. So we have told, used all these words. But yet, now you know that you are Paramatma, and Paramatma has come to protect
the
whole universe. You should also, we are under the whole world, so you should protect us. How to protect here? They are burning in Diras. So you should meet us and give your darshan. Or Jadva. Jadva means another meaning. We are your prayasi. We are your prayasi. Prayasi, you know?
Dear one.
Dear one. Prayasi. And you are seeing our unhappiness, but yet you are happy. We have not seen or heard anywhere in this whole world, either he may be devata, demigod, male, manushya,
man,
or any tirjak. Tirjak means serpent and pakshi, pasu, animal, anywhere in this world. That anyone seeing the unhappiness of their prayasi, so to whom they love, they can be happy. They will sure be unhappy and they will try to escape them so that she should not be unhappy. But we see in you that we are Sakha of you, Sakhi, your prayasi, but yet you are thinking in unhappiness and seeing that you are Sant. So we think that you are not just Gopika Nandano, you are not the son of Yashoda. Because Yashoda is famous for her charity. and liberal,
liberality.
She cannot hear or
tolerate
a very, very book.
Unhappiness of others.
A little, she cannot. If anyone can come and weep, everything is.
Now we know what the source of this is.
No, I'm not so much qualified. But it is my durbalta, weakness. Their qualification there. And for me, it is durbalta. So you cannot be the son of Yashoda. Because he is famous for his liberality, and when she sees any animals, birds, any man which is dukhi,
unhappy,
she at once melts and tries to give consolation and to remove their unhappiness. Say Komal Prana, so soft-hearted Yashoda Ma cannot yield it. A person like so much nishthur, nirdaya, so much chore, and all other these qualities you have. We are not seeing a little sign of Yashoda in you. There are so many good virtues in Yashoda, but we are not seeing a single and a particle of that Yashoda's quality in you. So you are not the son of Yashoda. Achha, Krishna is telling achha. Achha. Bangla he is telling. Achha is not Bangla word also. It is Hindi word. Bangla? Achha. Are nahi. Tale ami ke, who am I? If I am not the son of Yashoda, and I have no deserve no quality of any particle of Yashoda's qualities, then who am I? Then they are telling that you are Antaryami. Why Antaryami I? Because Antaryami Purush lives in the heart of everyone. If anyone going to die and going chatpat and chatpat, rolling hither and crying bitterly, but this Antaryami proof, nothing to give and take. He becomes tatastha as a judge. Nothing to take and so you are Antaryami. You are, if anyone dying with so much unhappiness and so much his disturbed, but you are quite happy, neutral and happy. Oh, Udas Shiromani? Oh, Udas Mane? Neutral Shiromani. Shiromani means top of
best of all.
Best of all. Udasin neutral. In this braja, you have taken birth. A reason we are not finding any. We are not finding any reason. How you have, and why you have taken this Antaryami, you have taken birth in this braja.
Udasin.
Udasin. Udar nahin. ना ना उदासीन शिरोमणि न्यूट्रल शिरोमणि. But we only know that Brahma has prayed you. We have heard from three Purnamasi and all. Krishna told that, what is that prayer? Brahma, why pray to Antaryami Purush? Oh, we know that you are Antaryami Purush. And if you will manifest yourself in this world, and if everyone knew that you are God, you are Antaryami, Paramatma, then all will do bhakti to you. And certainly they have liberation from this Maya world. So Brahma has prayed you that you can manifest you yourself in this world, in this braj, but you should always keep
covered.
You should not manifest yourself that you are Paramatma, so that anyone cannot know that you are Paramatma. As Krishna has told, or Narayan has told to Shankar, that anyone cannot know me and they should not do my bhakti. So you should keep me covered. How?